Got two already.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Carlos. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking to Sophia?
I'm Sophia.
Sophia Nord?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. But where is the point? I don't get it.
No, ma'am. This is just a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Just about your opinion now. So, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
No, it's not good direction right now. Thanks.
So, right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of Southmont Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's okay.
Thank you. In what year were you born, ma'am?
When I'm born?
Yeah, in what year you were born?
What do you mean?
And what year you were born?
Where I'm from or where I'm born? I don't get it. What is that exactly the question?
No. In what year were you born?
Oh, what year I born or what?
Yeah, in what year?
The last year. No, it's not last year. It's like when the election passed. I don't remember what year, but yeah, the past election.
No, is it 1976, 1967? And what year you were born?
Oh, no, in 1973, sorry.
Oh, 1973?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what is this question, so?
Oh, it's just opinion. It's just a survey, ma'am. This is, we're trying to see what's going on. Your opinion and everything, it just, it really matters to us.
Okay.
Okay.
So
are you
independent or for some related group for political or what do you mean?
Yes, ma'am. It's just regular general questions about Phoenix. It's just your opinion and we just ask these general questions. And
yeah,
all these,
but Phoenix is too strict now because it's too much people is coming here and for other states. And now, for facts, the traffic is really, really bad. And nobody be in the streets and the freeways and nothing. Now Phoenix is really, really cheap. It's more dangerous than California, where the insurance and the cars and everything go up because people don't drive correctly. And the city gives the drive license for everybody just for data car. So, facts. Now, it's really, really bad here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, we are Hispanics.
Is that you or a household member?
Well, it's me and my daughters.
Thank you.
My husband is white, but I am Hispanic.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor? Just fair? Good or excellent?
Yeah, for Levine is good. It's better than the Phoenix, the avenues in all these streets. Well, 2 or 3 years ago, it was better, but now it's too much people living in the streets and the corners, too much like, what is the correct name for about these people? It's just too much like people, they don't have houses. Well, they have shelter, but they don't want to go there. It's more easy still in the street doing drugs and doing robbery and all that shit. They do it, you know. Too much people around there. I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. So next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, And five means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levin. So, better street and road maintenance. Very little or a lot? 1 to 5.
No, really.
Thank you.
The three of them, yeah.
All right. Better public transportation options.
Transportation. Well, first I never, my life I always use the public transportation, so I don't know what's going on there, so I can talk about something that I know, because I never use that. It's first just more like more police in the streets, checking the people around, more security, I guess. We need more like that. We don't have security here.
Yes, ma'am. So would you say 1 or 1 to 5 for better public transport? Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
Entertainment option, like what?
Any entertainment options, like movies, bowling, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
One to five?
1 to 5.
Which one?
3.
Thank you. So, more parks and recreational opportunities.
Yeah, more. We need more. 2.
So is it 1 or 5?
2.
2? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Oh, yeah, we need too much about that.
All right, so is it 1 to 5? Which one?
4, I guess.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Yeah, 3.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
No, I'm looking for work. I don't work right now.
Okay. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few? Too many?
No.
Which one?
Too few. Not too many. It's too few. I need really more.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. So now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of this kind of business in Levin. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Doctor offices and hospitals. Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, and we need more. We just have a farm, basically. Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yeah, we need more.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yes.
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Yeah, more. We need more.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, in your own words, ma'am, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin?
Well, we don't have Costco, for example. I'm Israeli, so I wonder for good gas.
What type of store?
Costco. We don't have Costco here.
Costco's? Okay.
Costco.
What else?
Yeah, we don't have Costco, and we don't have like the. I like too much. In-N-Out. We don't have In-N-Out. I love In-N-Out. I enjoy too much. Forget my In-N-Out. We don't have In-N-Out here. The hamburgers and other stores like. Who's this discount store about home service, home like you know, supplies or whatever? We don't have too much here. It's too limited.
Supply store?
Yeah.
Like Home Depot?
We have Home Depot, but I say some for like the stuff for the house, like the for the kitchen, like the what do you say? Dishes, like more for kitchen. You know, we don't have nothing like that.
Okay.
This Walmart, when we need something, one spoon or four, I need to go to Walmart because we don't have nothing more like that.
Okay, got it. So now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
No, yeah, it's fine.
So it's a very big problem or a fairly big problem?
A big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Yeah, it's a problem. We don't have too much.
Fairly big or very big?
Big.
Fairly big or very big?
Really big.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat or no?
Yes, it's strong.
Housing options for seniors?
We don't have here nothing about that.
Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Strongly, yeah, yes, somewhat.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Yes,
like
strongly,
that.
Yes, somewhat.
No, we don't need this.
Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are living with friends or family?
No, rent home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposal to addresses, housing costs, and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you're opposed or favor each one, okay? So, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or oppose that?
Oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Favor or oppose?
In favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
In strong.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
New favor, housing.
Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Somewhat or strong?
Strong.
Okay. Change zoning.
I have my dogs and they won't go out. Sorry. I was thinking this is a little question. You got too much time, right?
Oh, no. No, we're almost done. We're at 95%. This is the last one.
Okay,
this is the last question. After that, we're done, okay?
Okay.
So, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. And after this, we're done, okay?
Okay.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
School?
Yeah, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, I did the high school, that's it.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
I can answer this question, sorry.
Excuse me?
I can answer this question.
Okay. So finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My name is Sophia.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a nice day, okay?
You too, bye-bye.